Well, I just had some thoughts from Psalm 27, 27th Psalm. And we're not going to read it all 14 verses, but this is a psalm of David. And I kind of want to work backwards a little bit in this. So starting on the last verse, David says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And of course, you know, biblically speaking, wait doesn't mean sit on your hands and do nothing. Wait like the farmer, right? In James 5 and verse 7. And so he could take courage here because of what he said in verse 13. "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord." Now, he could say that even though, we're working our way backwards, basically at least verses 10 through 12, he says that, you know, if my father and mother forsake me, and he talks about enemies and adversaries. In verse 12, again, false witnesses came out against him, and they're breathing out violence, right? So he doesn't lose heart because he believed and he saw the goodness of the Lord, and that gave him courage. Now, he can have all of that because, back up to verse 6, right? "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." Right? So, this is a praising, worshiping man. And, you know, he's keeping his eye on the Lord. And although he's going to face all of those things here in verses 10 through 12, right? He didn't lose heart, right? He could see the goodness of the Lord, and he had courage. Now, what I'm going to read here in verses 1 through 4, keep what we just talked about in mind, and then we'll offer the Lord's invitation. So the Lord is a light, I'm in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Right? We can see the beauty of the Lord in worship. I think it's something to take away from that. So some very practical things there. Right? It's all about keeping our eyes focused on the goodness of the Lord and getting that courage. That's going to take us going to the house of the Lord. And I know we don't go to a physical temple, but you know what I mean. Gathering with the church is part of that strength. Gathering the churches, you know, when we come together, midweek Bible study, right? That's part of that strength that we gain when we do this. So just some thoughts there for us to consider. If you're here this evening, you're subject to the gospel invitation. If you need to put on Christ in baptism or be reconciled in some way, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.